The best coverage of the Utes and RSL is right here. From the man who calls the action, it's the Bill Riley Show presented by Shields on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
So the NBA draft is 35 days away. Utah Jazz will be picking 12th, as we found out with the draft lottery a couple of days ago. We talked some NBA draft a little earlier in the show with a local guy, Joe Bolliboy from Weber State, who's having a really good offseason, good combine, good workouts now. Jazz have a bunch of guys in today, including our next guest. He played his collegiate basketball at the University of Iowa in Iowa City. He's an Iowa kid from Cedar Rapids, 6'10 senior, who is also celebrating today his 23rd birthday. Happy birthday, Jared Utoff.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Anybody else today wish you a happy birthday?
Not yet. Oh, well, my family already texted me and everything.
Nobody from the Jazz knew today was your birthday? Nobody gave you a little birthday cake over at the workout today?
You know what? I do not think so.
Well, how did it go? How has it gone? Obviously, you had a terrific career at the University of Iowa, and you're now moving on to the next level. How has everything gone for you since the season wrapped up?
You know, it's been a great process. You know, I've had a couple workouts. Those have been great experiences going against these NBA guys like the Utah and Jazz. And the combine was a great experience, you know, going against some of the top prospects in the world for professional basketball. So it's been a fun ride so far.
What's the biggest question people are asking you, scouts, personnel people, coaches, when you're doing these workouts or at the combine? What's the biggest question they've got about your game, Jared?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It's, you know, they know I can shoot the ball. I think it's more of, you know, can I play on the perimeter? Do I have those perimeter skills? And I think I've showcased that. I think I showcased that through my collegiate career.
Do you get the, and again, it's the reality of things, but do you get that? Are you athletic enough? You're a big white kid from Iowa, so that doesn't always scream necessarily athleticism. That doesn't mean you can't do it, but I think the initial thought is he athletic enough to be able to perhaps guard on the next level? Do you get that question?
Yes, I've gotten that question. And my response to that is, if you look throughout my collegiate career, you'll see that I can defend multiple positions. I'm a very good defender. I block shots. I can guard the perimeter. I can guard the post. And I think that's a strength of my game.
What did the Jazz have you doing today, Jared? What kind of workout did they put you guys through today?
Shooting, some one-on-one, quite a bit of three-on-three.
Are you getting many questions? I mean, do you have much time to sit down and chat with the front office folks, whether it's with the Jazz or anybody else, when you're doing these things?
Actually, as soon as we're off the phone, I think I have an interview with the Jazz personnel.
Well, I won't keep you too long because I don't want to keep you away from Quinn Snyder and those guys. What do you know, if anything, about the Utah Jazz organization and where they are right now? Obviously, everybody knows John Stockton, Karl Malone from back in the days, but what do you know about the team right now?
You know, they're a historic program. Utah Jazz, I mean, you just mentioned John Stockton, Karl Malone, some of the best basketball players in the history of the NBA. And now they have a lot of good young talent, you know, I think. And I think they have a very good foundation that they built.
If you sit down with Quinn Snyder and Dennis Lindsay here in a few minutes, and their first question to you is, Jared, what do you do best? Why should we take a serious look at you? What is it you do best?
You know, some people might say it was my shooting. Some people might say it was my versatility. My ability to guard multiple positions. But in my opinion, why you would choose me is my desire to succeed. You know, I have an inner desire to be the best person and the best basketball player that I can be. And so that's my biggest selling point.
You've got a frame that reminds me a lot of a guy named Ryan Anderson, who's played in the league for a few years now. I think Ryan played out at Cal. I know that I saw you play a little bit at Iowa. Could you be a stretch four? Are you a guy that can hit the NBA three?
Oh, absolutely, no question. I can. The beauty of my game is I can hit the NBA three, but I also have perimeter skills. I can handle the ball. I can do different things. And so, you know, starting off in the NBA, I'm going to do whatever I can to help the team. And, you know, maybe that's being just a strictly a stretch four, but the beauty of my game is my versatility. So I can do multiple things. I can, like I said before, I can put the ball on the floor. I can shoot mid-range, post, three-pointers. You know, I wouldn't limit myself just to being a stretch four.
Let me put things in an Iowa context. Are you more of a Low House? Are you more of a LaFrenz? Or are you more of a Collison?
Oh, boy, that's tough.
All Iowa guys, say, right? I think Low House. It was Low House from Iowa, too, because I know LaFrenz and Collison were both Iowa kids.
Yeah, Low House is. Yeah. I would say, I don't know. That's a tough question. Good one, but it's tough.
All right.
I would say I'm a little more perimeter-oriented than Collison or LaFrenz. They're more big guys, big, strong guys in the post. You know, I didn't get a chance to see Low House play that much, but I know he's a great player. And I visited him with him. I've actually met him several times, visited with him quite a bit. You know, we actually went fishing together one time. So, great guy.
Did his son play with you at Iowa? Was his son on Iowa?
No.
Okay.
No, he plays for UNI.
Oh, that's right. It's Northern Iowa where his son plays. I knew I'd remember seeing him play this year. I just couldn't remember where. Hey, Jared, thanks for jumping on the show with us today. I really appreciate it. Good luck in the travels over the next 35 days. And maybe when it's all said and done, we'll see you back here in Salt Lake City.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.